have in you the same attitude that is also in Christ Jesus. St. Paul says this in our second reading today from Philippians. This is such an important thing for St. Paul, his spirituality, his writing, is to really have that change of mind, to let our minds be renewed by the power of the gospel, transformed by the power of the gospel, as he says in Romans 12, that Paul wants to try to put on the mind of Christ, to see things from the perspective of Christ, that we can see that most fully in his experience of the cross, that Paul continues this section by talking about how Christ, although in the form of God, the eternal Son of God, empties himself, enters into suffering, embraces death on a cross, and because of this is raised up. This way that on the cross we see what really is valuable to the mind of Christ. That we look at the cross, the crucifix, and we say, what is it that Christ has left? What is it that he hasn't been willing to let go of? He doesn't have his power, he doesn't have popularity, he doesn't have money, possessions, any of these things. What does he have left? He has his love for his heavenly Father. He has his love for all of us. Nothing else. That for him, these are the things that are not worth setting down for any reason. Willing to sacrifice everything else for these things. We look in our own life then at what is that mindset that we have? How can we put on the mindset of Christ? That this for us is kind of the first stage of that mindset, that what is that evaluation of what is important. But then as Jesus says in the gospel today, that needs to be translated into action. The two sons, one who says the right thing but doesn't follow through, and one who says he won't but then does follow through, reminding us that it's not just enough to know the right answer, to say that we value the right thing or to think the right thing, but then to put that into practice, to make that transformation from thought into action. For us, this day, this first Sunday of October, we call Respect Life Sunday. October, the life of the month of Respect Life. And we think of this contrast of John Paul II of the culture of life and the culture of death. The same dynamic. What is valuable to us, and how does that translate into action? That what John Paul II saw as kind of the root of the culture of death is valuing above all convenience, valuing usefulness, valuing comfort, pleasure, these sorts of things. That what isn't convenient is devalued. And he saw this in a particular way with abortion or euthanasia. This kind of evaluation that comes from, again, convenience, usefulness, what we get out of it, versus what he saw at the core of the culture of life was what Paul talks about in the second reading that Christ clung to, love that is willing to sacrifice, of generosity, of being able to set aside the self for the sake of the other. Not seeing value coming from functionality or usefulness to us, but coming from something received from above, the dignity of the person that flows beyond that. And it covers a wide range of things. This is, again, looking at a deep cultural view of what is valuable. That the other things, these fruits of the culture of death, flow from what is valued. That for us then, when we look at how do we engage in this, how do we confront this massive issue of living in the midst of a culture of death, there's a few kind of things I think that come to mind of ways that we tackle it. Our foundation of everything that we do is prayer. The prayer begins and ends and continues with all of our actions. It's for the grace of God that can open and change hearts and transform situations, and also as we continue to seek to be transformed. That in little ways that we look in our own life of how do we embrace in maybe simple ways or less important ways that culture of convenience or death in verses of self-sacrificing love. Second, we build up the support structure for that culture of life. That many times part of what makes it difficult to change that way of thinking is a fear or a feeling of lack of support or a real lack of support. That a person feels alone and unable to make the choice that maybe they know is the right choice. That we build up structures. We seek ways, for example, in regards to abortion with pregnancy cell centers, way to help women that are in need, ways to reach out and support the people that they can make that choice in accord with the culture of life. We seek then, on the contrast, to show what is false in the promises of the culture of death, to show that this isn't the way to true life, to true freedom, to heal wounds that have been inflicted, to heal the ways that people have been affected by treating one another badly, by devaluing the human person in whatever way, to heal by showing this wounds, to work against that kind of false gospel. Then finally, of course, to witness in our own life that, again, what we receive in prayer, what we say yes to in prayer, the gospel today reminds us to follow through in action, to really live in accord with the culture of life, to really value in our life what Christ valued on the cross.